Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cork's 96 FM.
I want to pop out to MTU, formerly known as CIT, to speak with Lisa about the Code Red. What is it? It's a campaign or what is it, Lisa? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you doing?
Good.
Thanks so much for having us on to chat about Code Red. It's a period dignity project, actually, is what it is. So what we're doing is we're providing free sanitary pads and tampons at 60 locations around the campus. And then there's also some reusable period underwear and moon cups available from the Students' Union offices and packs for people to take home at the weekends as well, sponsored by Lidl. So not only are we providing these free products, but we're also trying to tackle taboo and stigma by sharing information and events and, you know, debunking the misinformation that's out there about periods.
What kind of misinformation?
Well, I suppose that you can't go swimming, perhaps, when you have your period, or that you shouldn't exercise, or that you can't get pregnant when you have your period. Like, all of those things aren't entirely true. So it's about, I suppose, sharing the truth and also trying to reduce embarrassment around periods, because there's absolutely no need for people to be, you know, shoving a pad up their sleeve or into their pocket when they're running into the bathroom, because that's what happens. It's kind of like you're hiding it from the world that you actually are just a normal human.
Mm. This is going to sound like a really silly man's question, but
go on.
Does every woman not carry an emergency pad or tampon in their handbag just in case?
Sure. So you'd think that would be the case, and you'd think that, yes, you might have a spare one floating around the bottom of your handbag. But actually, we know that national data regarding consistent poverty rates suggests that 53,000 to 85,000 women and girls may be at risk of period poverty, which means that you don't have the finances, basically, to buy the products that you need. And we also know that one in two teenagers in Ireland have, at one point or another, not been able to have access to the products that they need. Like, when you put that into, it seems like a massive number, but when you put it into the college perspective, where you might have 50 euros in your pocket for the week, and out of that has to come your food, your maybe supplies for class, if you needed, say, lab coats or notebooks or pens or whatever, and whatever else you need during the week. And then you get to Friday, and you don't have any products with you. You get a period. They don't always come at the same time. You get a period, and your fiver in your pocket might be the difference between whether you can go to the shop and buy some supplies or whether you can get the bus home. And actually, PJ, like, it's a stressor that's not needed when you're in college. Like, the whole point of coming is to better yourself so that you can get a better job and, you know, get your degree and all the rest. Mm. And, like, really worrying about where your next pad and tampon is going to come from is just something. Like, it's as necessary as toilet paper and bathroom soap. So why isn't it provided? So we're doing something about it, and we're delighted to be able to offer it to our students.
The products that you are, this is just a query, the products that you are giving out, are they particular brand leader, or what are they? Because, you know, people can be particular about the kind of product they want to use and the brand they want to use.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, in the bathroom locations, we have products from a company called We Are Riley. They're a West Cork company, and they're entirely sustainable pads and tampons of different absorbencies. And then in the Students' Union offices, then we have the reusable underwear and the moon cups and the pack sponsored by Lidl as well. So there isn't a vast choice, but the products that we have on offer, we're really confident that they're really nice and that they will, I suppose, just take an unnecessary stress away from a student's day.
There's an ad here in front of me, and clearly someone in the cubicle has been caught short. Like, how frequently does that happen, Lisa? Given that I've never experienced this myself, obviously.
More often than you'd imagine.
Really?
Yeah. more often than you'd imagine. Yeah, so like I myself have experienced it loads. The more, like I've never spoken about periods as much since we've started this Code Red project here in MTU. And obviously, you know, when you're chatting to your friends and your colleagues and your peers about whatever's going on in your life. So for me, it was this Code Red thing. They were like, oh gosh, yeah, definitely. Like, do you remember in school being cut short? Or do you remember, you know, being at work and not having access to the products, or being in a bathroom where there's a dispenser that you have to, you know, pop a coin into and the machine won't take your money. Or, you know, being in a bathroom that there isn't any dispenser in and having to make a makeshift pad out of toilet paper. Like, it's so normal, PJ. I imagine any woman that you speak to will have been cut short at one or once in her life minimum, if not way more than that.
I was surprised to learn that actually over the last number of years, how common it actually is, you know.
Yeah, because I suppose it happens to us every month for a huge chunk of our lives, actually. So I suppose in terms of college perspective, the average person spends about 120 euros a year between pads or tampons, whatever their product is, and painkillers. So that doesn't include like doctor's visits. If you, like, many people are on contraception to lighten their period, and so it doesn't include the cost of that. Like, it's actually a massive expense that isn't incurred by, you know, the males in the population, people who don't menstruate. Because actually, so we're really conscious that we have them in our female bathrooms, but also our gender neutral bathrooms as well, because, you know, there are trans people and intersex. It's not just the traditional idea of a woman or a female. It's, we're actually being as inclusive as we possibly can here, because, you know, it can affect far more than you would think.
Okay. Well, good luck with it, Lisa.
Thank you. We have a series of events next week where we're also, you know, talking about periods and well-being and contraception and periods in sport and all that sort of thing. So we're hoping that, this week actually, it starts tomorrow. So we're hoping that we'll be able to spread the word about Code Red on campus as well.
And you know, there was a time, and it's not 100 years ago, in fact, it's barely 10 years ago, when you wouldn't have talked this openly about periods on the radio ever. It just wouldn't have been talked about. So that's a change.
Yeah, it's very different, I suppose. Even in terms of amongst my friend group, we have never spoken as much as we've had in recent months. But yeah, we're delighted. And actually, once you begin talking about it, you realise how normal it is and how silly it was to be embarrassed.
Indeed. All right, listen, good luck with it. That's Lisa Moran at MTU.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.